Well, it's Thursday, the 19th of June, just approaching 9 a.m. We've all had our continental breakfast out on the porch in the shade of the morning sun, and had been showered now. The girls are just getting ready, dressed. Doesn't take us guys long to get dressed. A pair of shorts, a t-shirt and your sandals and out the door. But anyway, so it's another beautiful morning. There was another quite a bit of cloud about this morning, and that keeps the temperature down, which ironically is nice. Yeah, maybe cloudy, but still about 20, 22 degrees to 8 o'clock in the morning. So anyway, I'm not quite sure what the weather's to be today, but right now, with the sun out in full force, yeah, another lovely warm day. So we will do something. I'm not sure what we've done. Yesterday, what we did was had a kind of lazy day. I can't even remember what we did first thing after we headed out. I remember now. We decided to just go up the road a wee bit to the square up here. There were some shops and places that the girls wanted to go to, and a pharmacy, pick up a couple of wee extras they need. And then we headed out inland to a place called Etche, a town called Etche. Turned out that Etche was a much, much, much bigger town than what we thought it was going to be, or I thought it was going to be. And it was just too big and busy for us. I mean, beautiful big retail park, you know, all the usual Primark and or Primark. And all those wonderful stores, but that's not what we were looking for. We're looking for the market towns. You know, the traditional shops. And, you know, no matter who we spoke to, we could hardly speak a word of English, and trying to get them to understand shops, traditional, market, street. Yeah, you know the usual. But anyway, so we bailed out of Etche after about an hour and a half. Had a nice cold beer inside, I have to say, inside one of those parks. And a meander. And then we headed out from there, decided to go to a place called, I think it was Cleveland. Yes, Cleveland. Because it looked like it was going to be a traditional small market town. Well, it was nowhere near the size of Etche, but they had this wonderful one-way system running around the town. And we, yes, you got it. Even with my sat-nav working wonderfully, we still had... We still had the same old frustration about, oh no, we've been up this street before, and stopping and putting windows down and asking people, you know, where are the traditional shops, you know. Never found them, never got there. And so we headed back to La Marina, the urbanisations as they're called. I should have mentioned that these areas that are built up with the villas, I suppose just for general housing, they're called urbanisations. This one is in the town, or just at the back of the town of La Marina on the coast, and this is La Marina Urbanisation. So there's a handy wee thing. Useless piece of information. So we decided to head back, but I used my sat-nav on my iPhone, which, by the way, has been working stunningly well, I have to say. It's, you know, technology is wonderful now. No looking at a big map folding across, taking up half the windscreen. Just sitting there with an iPhone and a wee guy or a lady, your choice, telling you to follow this road and that road. And it's been bloody marvellous. You know, it's been great. So anyway, we headed back via some country routes back into the base here. And we took it easy. Went to... Walked up in the evening, about 7:30, 7:45. We walked up, takes about 10-15 minutes to the square, as I call it. Just call it a square, but it's much bigger than a square. And there was a quiz night on in the pub that we had a meal on the other night there. And I have to say, this wee place, Rose, was again very accommodating. The girls didn't want anything heavy to eat, neither did we actually. And they didn't have bread to make sandwiches, so we ran across the road to Consum, the supermarket, and bought some bread for him, run back over, and the guy says, no problem. I made up English couple, by the way, not Spanish, and they made us up beautiful club sandwiches with salad. Oh, it was wonderful. And then the quiz night, 9:30, organised by Trevor, an older English man, obviously a resident here, who seemed to love the atmosphere so much that he wanted to keep it going all night because he took so damn long to ask the questions and so damn long to sort out the answers that we bailed at about 11 o'clock. He said, no, we can't, you just can't linger any longer. So we came home and off to bed just before 12, I think, and then back up at 7 this morning, so it was really good. What I'd like to say is that when we were out and about yesterday, travelling inland, as it were, to Itchy and Cleveland, was the plantations, the massive, massive plantations of every kind of palm tree you can think of. If you think of a conifer forest that we plant over in our own countries, then here they have all the types of palms and unusual trees, shrubs and plants, and they're just planted in their gazillions, literally. You know, you're driving between them, and they just go on and on and on and on and on, and it's wonderful. I mean, I've never seen so many damn palm trees in my life. So I guess they grow them all ready for it to be dispatched to wherever, whoever's going to buy them. But it was quite unique. It was actually being in, I don't know where, the heart of Tenerife plantation land or whatever. I've never been there, but that's what it seemed to me anyway. So we enjoyed those runs. Those runs were beautiful. I was going to tell you about something else here, but I just can't remember what it was now. Oh, yeah. Myself and Alan, the girls were having a quiet afternoon yesterday when we got back from our wee run, so Mary went down for sleep as usual, and her sister just loafed about a wee bit. Me and Alan went to the pool and ended up falling asleep on the lilos at the side of the pool after having a swim, a bathe, a soak. But we were fortunate. If it hadn't been for a wee doggy, you know, I've been blaming dogs for barking. If it hadn't been for a wee doggy passing the other side of the pool and letting out a big yelp, just one yelp, which woke us up, if it hadn't been for that, I think we were out for the count. We'd probably have got up all sunburnt. So, okay, wee doggy, we'll let you off with that one big loud bark. So, as I said, we'll just wait. I'm going to have another coffee before we head out. We went up to the market this morning in the square, but this morning on a Thursday, it's a much, much bigger market. The girls are getting keyed up, see if they pick up some bargains. And then we'll see what happens the rest of the day. So far, holiday's been marvellous. Journeys have been marvellous. Oh, I knew there was something else. When we were coming down from Guadalest in the mountains the other day there, and Colosa is another mountain town, we passed the fruit growers on the mountain sides, on the hillsides and mountain sides, with all these fine nets covering them, and there was literally thousands upon thousands of acres of, I guess, lime, lemon, orange trees, all the fruits being grown, and it was amazing to see. And fruit just, you know, even at the side of the road, the trees were just... the ones that weren't being grown in particular probably had just seeded themselves or adorned with fruit. And just as I'm heading down around the corner again here, I see that the villa next to us, which is empty at the moment, you know, no one's using it, the lemons have fallen off their bush. So we might just reach over the wall and pick a lemon. Do you think that's stealing? Well, I don't think so. It's just going to rot there, isn't it? I'm only joking, by the way. You can buy lemons up here for, I don't know, a euro for about a baggie, 2 kilograms for a euro. But anyway, it's beautiful, it's lovely, I'm enjoying myself. And can you hear that breeze? Well, that breeze doesn't make any difference to me. In fact, it's cooling down the skin a wee bit. It's beautiful. Speak again soon.